Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilevsky. Joining me in the studio, WBJC's Mary Zajac. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Jonathan.
We don't often have guests, Mary, but on this Monday before Thanksgiving, it's a pleasure to welcome Klaus Wittauer from KW Selection to talk about Austrian wine. One of the challenges for the Thanksgiving meal is there's so many different types of food served. So what would your strategy be with Austrian wines for Thanksgiving?
I mean, obviously, white wine is sometimes what I like with Thanksgiving. We have turkey, white wine works. We need a rich white wine.
Mm-hmm.
So most people associate Austria as light and crisp white wines. But when you go to the reserve level of Grüner Veltliner, you can get full-bodied, you can high alcohol, you can get fruit without being sweet. And sometimes you get some Burgundian characteristics. So my number one Thanksgiving wine is the Steininger Grand Gru. It's a little word game to the French. It's the best vineyards. It's Gru for Grüner Veltliner, mm-hmm. and not Cru.
Right.
And that Grüner Veltliner to me has everything. It goes with all the different things you have with Thanksgiving. It stands up. It has complexity. It's sweet enough, but there's enough acidity, and it's just a great wine to drink.
And for a red?
So reds, of course, Pinot Noir. People probably don't realize, but the monks in the 14th century brought the Pinot Noir from Burgundy to Austria, and we are on the same latitude. People always associate Austria with Germany because we speak German, but Austria is actually much further south.
Absolutely.
And Pinot Noir is an incredible variety. Difficult to grow, doesn't grow everywhere, but if it's grown in the right location by the right winemaker who understands the grape, it becomes a great wine. And then we have a few other grape varieties. I mean, number one, you can also do a rosé, where we have Zweigelt, which is our main red grape in Austria, which makes Beaujolais style, Gamay, Dolcetta red, but makes delicious rosé wines, which I also like to serve at Thanksgiving. And then if you want something bigger for the Cabernet drinkers, then we have Blaufränkisch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nice.
And that's the big, more full-bodied style of red.
Excellent. If these wines are not at your local wine store, they can be ordered?
Well, Siema is my distributor in Baltimore, Washington, D.C. In Virginia, it would be Select Wines. And yes, I mean, you sometimes have to push your local retailer a little bit to get the Austrian wines because they're just afraid of them.
I found that they're pretty responsive and things arrive quite quickly. We'll post pictures and of some of these and also the wines on the website so people can find them if they are so interested. I want to thank you so much for spending a bit of time with us. It's been such a pleasure. I'm very fond of these wines and I have very good memories of tasting them, both here and there.
Yeah, I look for Anton Bauer, Leo Hillinger, Tegan Seerhof. These are my main producers, and then I have a couple new ones, like the Pinot Noir is from Heinrich Hartl. Blaufränkisch is actually something my wife designed the label for this one.
Oh, sweet. Very nice. Also Anton Bauer.
Anton Bauer.
Excellent.
We'll be tasting it in a minute.
Super.
Very good.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.